En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Amén.
Os hace el nombre de Brothers and Sisters. Buenas tardes a todos. Vamos a comenzar esta celebración. Se suponía que era en español, pero veo que hay también hermanos que solo hablan inglés, así que lo vamos a hacer bilingüe. I suppose that this mass has to be in the program is in Spanish, but because I see that there are also brothers and sisters that don't speak it in Spanish, we'll have a bilingual celebration. And today we are celebrating the feast of Our Lady of Galatia. This is very peculiar devotion of our patron, Holy Mother, because we know that she was a mother and she gave the milk to her son, that is Jesus. And this is because he was a mother. He was attending him with the help of Joseph, who was her husband, but not the father, as we know, of Jesus. Esta celebración que estamos teniendo hoy, Nuestra Señora de la Leche, es algo muy peculiar. No es una devoción muy extendida, pero en San Agustín lo ha sido durante mucho tiempo. Y aquí ahora tenemos esta capilla llamada Shrine Now, es dedicada precisamente hoy, se va a hacer la dedicación de este templo a Nuestra Señora de la Leche. ¿Y por qué de la Leche? Porque fue madre, y se supone que las madres amamantan a sus hijos, les dan la leche, su propia leche. Sabemos que hay muchas madres que por razones, a veces razones poderosas o razones tontas, pues no amamantan a sus hijos. Pero se sabe que no hay mejor leche para los niños que la leche de su madre después de nacer. Así que esta devoción, pues, nos lleva a considerar a María madre. Y es lindo eso, ¿no? Pero si es la madre de Jesús, también es nuestra madre, ya que nosotros somos la prolongación de Jesús. Y eso es muy importante para nosotros. Let us prepare ourselves with the celebration of this Eucharist in honor of Our Lady of Revelation, asking the Lord to prepare us, to forgive us. We can say in English or in Spanish, vamos a pedir al Señor que nos prepare, limpiando nuestros corazones de todo mal y pecado, diciendo juntos, en inglés o en español, I confess.
That I have really sinned
in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do.
Through my mysterious thought.
Therefore I ask Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Oremos. Let us pray. Concédenos, Señor, por intercesión de la Virgen María, cuya gloriosa memoria hoy celebramos, hacernos dignos de participar como ella de la plenitud de tu gracia. Por nuestro Señor Jesucristo, tu Hijo, que contigo vive y reina en la unidad del Espíritu Santo y es Dios por los siglos de los siglos.
Amén.
Visite.
Primera lectura del libro del profeta Isaías. Sus hijos serán famosos entre las naciones y sus nietos en medio de los pueblos. Todos los que los vean te conocerán que son una raza bendecida de Yahvé. Salto de alegría delante de Dios y mi alma se alegra de mi Dios, pues Él me puso ropa de salvación y me abrigó con el chal de la justicia. Como el novio se coloca su corona, o como la esposa se arregla con sus joyas. Pues así, como brotan de la tierra las semillas, o como aparecen las plantitas en el jardín, así el Señor Dios hará brotar la justicia y la alabanza a la vista de todas las naciones. Palabra de Dios.
Alabamos, Señor.
El Señor ha hecho grandes cosas por mí, su nombre es santo.
El Señor ha hecho grandes cosas por mí, su nombre es santo.
Proclama mi alma la grandeza del Señor, y mi espíritu se alegra en Dios mi Salvador. El Señor ha hecho grandes cosas por mí,
su nombre es santo.
Porque ha mirado la humillación de su esclava. Desde ahora me felicitarán todas las generaciones. Porque el Poderoso ha hecho obras grandes por mí, su nombre es santo.
El Señor ha hecho grandes cosas por mí, su nombre es santo.
Su misericordia llega a sus fieles, de generación en generación. Él hace proezas con su brazo, dispersa a los soberbios de corazón.
El Señor ha hecho grandes cosas por mí, su nombre es santo.
Derriba del trono a los poderosos de sus tronos, exaltó a los humildes, a los hambrientos los colma de bienes, y a los ricos los despide vacíos.
El Señor ha hecho grandes cosas por mí, su nombre es santo.
Socorrió a Israel, su siervo, acordándose de la misericordia, como lo había prometido a nuestros padres, en favor de Abraham y a su descendencia para siempre.
El Señor ha hecho grandes cosas por mí, su nombre es santo.
Segunda lectura, la carta de San Pablo a los Gálatas. Pero cuando llegó la plenitud de los tiempos, Dios envió a su Hijo, que nació de mujer, y fue sometido a la ley con el fin de rescatar a los que estaban bajo la ley, para que así recibiéramos nuestros derechos como hijos. Ustedes ahora son hijos, por lo cual Dios ha mandado a nuestros corazones el Espíritu de su propio Hijo, que clama al Padre, Abba, o sea, Papá. De modo que ya no es esclavo, sino hijo, y siendo hijo, Dios te da herencia. Palabra de Dios.
Alabamos, Señor.
Aleluya. Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Aleluya. Alégrate llena de gracia, el Señor está contigo. Bendita tú entre las mujeres. Aleluya. Aleluya.
The Lord be with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth through Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Messiah and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are many mysteries when we are talking about God. And we know that the coming of the Messiah, that being the anointed one who was promised by the humanity, but first as a promise to the people of Israel, the elected people, to prepare precisely the coming of the Messiah. We know that this Messiah, they didn't know who will be. But now we know that he was the same second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son of God. And we are talking about the mystery of the Trinity. That, because it's not possible to understand, the Lord didn't reveal to the people of Israel, because they could be confused, thinking that there are three gods. In the time that outside the people of Israel, there are many, many people that are pagans. That means they are religious in some way, but adoring a lot of gods. Maybe like today, because there are many new gods in our society. There are people who are not going to the church, but they believe that they can implore someone to help them. Even the devil is a god for some people, as a god, because they know that their acts are not doing to glorify God. They prefer to ask the devil to help them, and are in the hands of the devil, thinking maybe that they received a good thing from him. That means that this mystery of the coming of the Messiah is really the response of the desire of every one of us. Because creation made of us creatures of God. Creation, creatures. But the Lord was fancying in his mind that is very, very good. That all the people, all the human beings could be children of him. And precisely for that, he sent to us the only one who can pay for our sins and redeem us. Redemption is to pay for what we are doing bad. And because we couldn't redeem ourselves, we have to come on him. He sent not only an angel or somebody that was elected by God. No. God sent to us his own Son in the divinity. We call Son, but it's not the same as in among the human beings. God is only one, but in three persons. They have a community, divine community. We can understand that, but they revealed us, the Lord revealed us, the Trinity of the Divinity. And to send his Son to become one of us, he has a need of a mother, not of the Father, because the Father was him. The Father was the Father. But he needed a mother. And for that reason, he elected a woman, a young person, who lived, of course, among the people of Israel, the elected people to receive the Messiah. And this person has to be also betrothed, that means among the Jewish people. First, when the woman was about 15 years, and is in love with a man that maybe is a little older than her, they betrothed. That means they are engaged seriously to receive the sacrament, not the sacrament, at those times there is no sacrament, but to receive the matrimony in a solemn ceremony, with the joy of all the people that live in the town, when it's a small town. And this is like a real marriage, but they don't live together. They don't do anything. They don't do anything between them. They wait a year in order to celebrate the marriage, the matrimony. But it was a custom to celebrate the marriage for 1 week, 1 week of feast. And this is very sharing. That means that they have to spend a lot of money. And for that reason, there are couples that prefer not to celebrate any feast. But after being betrothed for some months, they began to live together, and there is no problem. It's accepted that. In the case of Joseph and Mary, they were betrothed. And after, we don't know exactly how long has passed, the time that has passed, an angel comes to visit Mary and to announce that she was elected to be the mother of God. Oh, she couldn't understand. She has a husband in some way, but without doing anything with him. And this is what she responds to the angel. And the angel explained to her that this was really a miracle, because it was the Holy Spirit who was working in her in order to be a mother. And we know that after, they have problems, because after going to visit his parent, that means a relative, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, she was there for 3 months, and after returned to Nazareth. And there is an explanation that she can give to Joseph. And the Lord take care of that, explain in a dream that there is no problem with her. She has been elected by God to be the mother of God. And he was elected too to be their protector and the husband, but without any other rights. And Joseph accepted. That means that it was really something beautiful. Because now we can see that the Lord loves us and wants us to be his children and sent his son to be one of us, a human being like us. And precisely for that, Mary was elected to be a holy person. She was. She deserved this gift from the Lord to be the mother of his son. And this is really great. But there is a lesson too for us. The Lord wanted that mother and father will be united by God. This is the first thing. When two persons attracted only by the figure, the promise of pleasure, entering a matrimony, it was really something foreign that has really problems. It's not the marriage that the Lord wants. The Lord wants that when you go to matrimony, you have to be sure that this is the person, the man, the woman, that is really in love. The two of them have to be sure of their love in order to be together and to have not one, but some children. This is what the Lord wants. Not that the marriage has a lot of children. No. The children that they can manage and instruct and teach them, to giving them examples. This is what we can see in the house of Bethlehem and after the house of Nazareth. Two persons taking care of only one son. But what a son? The Son of God is different. They have not other sons, because This is only one. They are dedicated to this only one because he's so special. But every mother, every father has to be committed to God in order to pay attention to their children, give to them the example they need in order to be children of the Lord. Because this is what the Lord wants. That in the families, they have the recognition of the small family is inside the big family, the family of the people of God, the children of the Lord. And today, celebrating this feast in order to our Holy Mother, the Mother of Jesus, in this title of Our Lady of La Legion, we know that she is an example of mother for every mother. And Joseph also, for his dedication, putting the good of the mother and son, has to make a big sacrifice as a man to renounce to the pleasure that he was in his mind, that he had with Mary, and obey God. We need to put in everything the obedience to the Lord, because it's the best we can do. And the example we have here, the Holy Mother dedicating his life, her life for her son. Let us pray that we can be good children of the Lord, obeying him. Let me say something in Spanish, because este día de la Nuestra Señora de la Leche es algo muy especial que en pocos lugares se celebra, por supuesto. No recuerdo, lo he oído, no recuerdo cuándo fue que empezó esta devoción en San Agustín, pero es de muchos años. Y nuestro obispo ha querido que también aquí, en el oeste de la diócesis, haya un lugar dedicado a Nuestra Señora de la Leche. ¿Con qué idea? Con la idea de que podamos nosotros orar junto a ella por la familia. Hoy en día hay tantos matrimonios que no quieren tener hijos, o tantos matrimonios que hasta matan a sus hijos antes de nacer. Eso es cosa horrible. Los asesinos son los propios padres. Y todavía se les celebra. Oh, qué bueno, qué bien hiciste, que te deshaciste de ese obstáculo, ese obstáculo para tu felicidad. Pobres de ellos, esos padres que han asesinado a sus hijos. Porque ciertamente el Señor se lo tiene en cuenta. Pero en fin, es sobre todo para pedir porque las madres sean madres y los padres sean padres, para que haya verdaderas familias, para que madres y padres decidan tener los hijos que buenamente pueden educar. Porque no es, como nos ha dicho alguna vez el Papa, que tengamos hijos así, sin control, ¿no? El Señor no quiere que la gente tenga hijos y después que tenemos que educarlos, tenemos que mantenerlos, tenemos que darles buenos ejemplos. ¿Cuántos muchachos hay que ni siquiera conoce a sus padres? Quizá la madre, pero el padre muchas veces no supieron quién fue. Y así por el estilo, vemos cómo hay mucha gente que van creciendo y creciendo, y resulta que mantenido la idea de lo que es una verdadera familia. Qué triste es eso. Tenemos nosotros que pensar, pues, en que ser cristiano es también ser miembro de una familia. Y en esa familia tenemos nosotros que aprender a orar, aprender a amar, aprender a recibir las enseñanzas de quienes nos dieron la vida. De modo que vean ustedes si esto no es importante, que tengamos aquí un lugar para eso, para que oremos por los hogares, para que haya muchas madres que vengan aquí a ofrecer a sus hijos y a comprometerse a educarlos en la fe, junto a sus esposos, desde luego. No es que las madres son las únicas que tienen obligación. Los hijos, fuera del caso de Jesús, que nació sin verdadero padre humano, sino hijo de Dios por obra del Espíritu Santo, algo que no podemos, ¿verdad?, explicar a los ignorantes, porque si no quieren creer que eso es así, pues tendremos que decirles que algún día quizás lo entenderán. Pero sabemos muy bien que la obra creadora de Dios en los hijos lo hacen los padres, por el amor. Cuando un hijo no nace por el amor, va a ser un desgraciado. Y tanto desgraciado que hay en el mundo. Eso podemos estar seguros, hermano. De modo que hoy, día de esta fiesta de Nuestra Señora de la Leche, alegrémonos, pidamos por todas las familias, pidamos para que nosotros podamos ser muy buenos hijos de nuestros padres y también muy buenos hijos de Dios. Vamos ahora a ponernos de pie para orar. They were generous giving us the life. Let us pray to the Lord. Por nuestros propios padres que fueron generosos al darnos la vida, para que el Señor los bendiga y los conserve bien, roguemos al Señor. Por todos los hombres y mujeres que están pensando en casarse, para que piensen, lo piensen bien y puedan ser buenos, no solamente buenos esposos, sino también buenos padres, roguemos al Señor. For all those young people who are thinking to enter in a marriage, that they go to marriage convinced that they love each other and can be together for the whole life, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray for those who are thinking that there is no need to have children. Deny, but the Lord is asking the father and mothers, that the Lord gives to them a new sense of understanding. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Para que todos aquellos que están pensando que cuando se casen no van a tener hijos para disfrutar mejor, se den cuenta de que sin hijos su matrimonio va a ser algo inútil. Roguemos al Señor. In silence, we can present now our own private intentions. Podemos ahora en silencio presentar al Señor nuestras propias intenciones privadas. in here, because we have been born by the love of you, but also the love of our parents, father and mother. We ask you to bless them and to give to them and to us all of his blessing to be children of yours through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bendito sea, Señor Dios del universo, por este pan, fruto de la tierra y del trabajo del hombre, que recibimos de tu generosidad y ahora te presentamos. Él será para nosotros pan de vida. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, through your goodness we have received this wine to offer, frutos de vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual bread. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Jubilosos de poder celebrar la festividad de la Madre de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos, Señor, este sacrificio de alabanza y te suplicamos que por estos sagrados misterios se acrecienten en nosotros los frutos de la redención eterna por Jesucristo nuestro Señor.
Amén.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Levantemos el corazón.
Tenemos levantado al Señor.
Demos gracias al Señor, nuestro Dios.
Es justo y necesario.
En verdad es justo y necesario. Es nuestro deber y salvación darte gracias siempre y en todo lugar, Señor, Padre Santo, Dios Todopoderoso y Eterno. Y alabar, bendecir y proclamar tu gloria en la veneración de Santa María siempre Virgen, porque ella concibió a su único Hijo por obra del Espíritu Santo y sin perder la gloria de su virginidad, derramó sobre el mundo la luz eterna, Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Por él los ángeles y los arcángeles y todos los coros celestiales celebran tu gloria unidos en común alegría. Permítenos asociarnos a sus voces, cantando humildemente tu alabanza. Santo, 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 santo es el Señor, Dios del universo. Llenos están el cielo y la tierra de tu gloria. Hosanna en el cielo. Bendito el que viene en nombre del Señor. Hosanna en el cielo. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Philip our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who has fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them to the light of your faith. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Saint Joseph, her most spouse, and with all the saints who has pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Este es el momento en que vamos a unir nuestras voces para orar a nuestro Padre Dios, porque Jesús así nos lo enseñó, que tenemos que tener familiaridad con Dios porque somos sus hijos, y eso es algo grande para nosotros. This is the moment that we pray to God our Father, because Jesus asked us to pray, to be in communion with the Lord, to be prayerful, that we can be really children of Him. And for that reason, let us pray together, saying to our Father,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, and protect from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and power and glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let's offer each other some sign of Christ's peace.
Peace be with you. Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. celebrar la Eucaristía, te rogamos, Señor, que cuando veneramos la memoria de Santa María siempre virgen, nos sentemos un día a la mesa del banquete del reino de los cielos, por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Atiendo demás, we have some litany and some prayers. Now, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Lord bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Peace, glorify the Lord with your life.
Thank you, God.
Page 13. Pray together the consecration for consecration to Our Lady of the Legit. Most pure and holy Virgin, Mother of our Lord,
Jesus Christ, we dedicate and consecrate ourselves to you this day. Final action of your divine Son, as he gave his life on the cross for our salvation, was to give to us you, most holy Virgin, as our mother. Fully confident in this gift given you by our Savior, we now come before you, seeking your loving care and eternal protection. We ask you to intercede for us, your divine Son, for our many needs. For he can refuse you nothing that is not in accord with his will. Mary, sinner of the Father, and full of grace, you became pregnant with God through the power of the Holy Spirit, transforming him into sacred humanity and delivering to us the supersubstantial bread of heaven. Yes. Through the most sweet milk that is the Eucharist, may this act of consecration draw us ever closer to your Son, present to us in the Blessed Sacrament. Nurturing Mother, pray for us, so that we may receive great grace to turn away from sin, to desire God alone, and to deliver Christ to those he encounter among us. Give us also the strength to bear our crosses bravely, uniting our suffering with those of your Son for the sake of his body, the Church. Our Lady of Lourdes, accept this sincere act of consecration and hear the prayers that we make in the name of your most holy Son, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now
we are
our Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The litany on the next page. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Chaste Daughter of the Father,
pray for us.
Chaste Spouse of the Holy Spirit,
pray for us.
Chaste Mother of the Son of God,
pray for us.
Vessel of Election,
pray for us.
Throne of the Divine Majesty,
pray for us.
Tabernacle of the Divine Word,
pray for us.
Chalice of the Divine Life,
Pray for us.
Holy Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Holy Mother of the Infant Christ.
Pray for us.
Consecration of womanhood.
Pray for us.
Hope of Christian womanhood.
Pray for us.
Model of all Christian mothers.
Pray for us.
Blessed in your motherhood.
Pray for us.
Inspiration of holy motherhood.
Pray for us.
Consolation of motherhood.
Pray for us.
Protector of motherhood.
Pray for us.
Blessing of all Christian motherhood.
Pray for us.
Exaltation of motherhood.
Pray for us.
Sanctification of motherhood.
Pray for us.
Queen of the most holy family.
Pray for us.
Queen of chaste family life.
Pray for us.
Queen of mothers.
Pray for us.
Mother of mothers.
Pray for us.
Mother of happy delivery.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Our Lady of La Leche.
Pray for us, God be glorious to thee.
Let us pray. Cherished Virgin,
Heaven's Queen, chosen before all women to be the mother of the Son of God, Mary, my mother, who in your maternity so sanctified the state of holy motherhood, imploringly I come to you, humbly I beseech you, confidently I trust in you. I know that by your powerful intercession you can help me in my need. In you I take refuge, dear Virgin. Poor and needy, I turn my heart into you and place all my hopes confidently in your hands. I accept my humble trust, hear my petitions, and come to my aid, dear Virgin. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Let it be done to me according to your word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.